With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork.
The early bird gets the worm. That's what I say. Vashti Hurt, CarolinaBlitz.com, at Keep Blitzen, among other Twitter handles, joins us. We're still waiting on our friend Chris Lee from WRAL-TV5. It has been a while, Vashti. Happy New Year to you. The season is almost over.
Yeah, and I'm happy about it. Happy New Year to that. it's time. I think everybody's ready. The players are ready. Coaching staff is ready. Media, we are ready. So yeah, we're in the final stretch.
You spend a fair amount of time talking to players, and I'm always intrigued by some of the lines of questioning that you go to. What is the mood among players in that locker room? I heard Shaq Thompson, who's not even healthy, was asked about what you would tell David Tepper based on what we just saw this past weekend. And he was like, yeah, you can't do that, man. rather than give a no comment, he offered a comment, which I was a little surprised at. What is the mood among the players?
Well, first, to Shaq's point, I'm glad he was able to do that. He also is a veteran, and he knows the writing is on the wall coming off an injury season, another coaching staff. So the likelihood of him returning to the Panthers next season is maybe one third. Who knows? Maybe even less than that. So he has a sort of freedom that the other guys in the locker room don't have. I think these guys are just ready for the season to be over with. Brian Burns has said this has been the toughest year that he's been in the league. Of course, he hasn't won in any of his, 5 years in the NFL. And, you know, guys don't want to answer questions about why they don't play, why this thing doesn't work and why that thing doesn't work. They're just ready for it to be over with. And, you know, I think it will be a relief at first, and then they'll be itching to get back to football. But for a short span of time, maybe a month, they'll just be relieved that the show is over.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the show gave us a kind of, you know, that big hit right before the encore. What exactly, when you saw David Tepper and the drink escapade, what went through your mind?
You know, I was sent it kind of before it went viral, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, boy. it looked like he got frustrated and threw the drink in the crowd, you know, and that's no matter what his statement says, letting security handle something, I think that was added in there to add a little sauce in it to kind of take some responsibility away from himself, which I don't think was needed. But it just seemed like he was frustrated with the player on the field. Has to be some frustration with himself because he needs to take some ownership for the way this franchise has catapulted under his leadership. And, you know, maybe somebody said something in the crowd and he threw his drink on them. So, you know, it was just it's a tacky move. You can't do that as an NFL owner. You can't do that to anybody. If I was in the club and I threw a drink in somebody's face, I could go to jail legitimately because technically that's assault. So I've been told. So, you know, it's just another thing to add on top of what has been a very, very tumultuous season for the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, I've asked if David Tepper has addressed the player specifically, especially since if it were the opposite, the player would have to address the team.
Sure.
But I've been given no information about that. He was at practice today. talking to players. But it's just a hot mess, Adam. It's a hot mess. And I don't see it getting any better, honestly.
Chris Lee is now joining us, WRAL TV5, also Panthers Playbook podcast. Chris, what was your ultimate takeaway from Drinkgate?
basically that you have this spoiled rich guy. I know he didn't grow up that way, but he's acting like the most spoiled brat ever who's rich, right? Like, you know, somebody said something mean, so I'm going to throw a drink in their face. Aw, because I have no self-control, right? And it shows exactly how he runs the team. What he did in that press box is exactly how he runs the Carolina Panthers. And when you saw Scott Fitterer to the side, not flinching, not doing anything in that video, not even saying like, hey, Dave, you shouldn't do that. That lets me know everything I need to know about their relationship and what happens when David Tepper is the one making all these decisions. So ultimately, that was my takeaway. I think it was very telling on who he was, especially with the non-apology
that was not an apology
that he gave out for the incident. And it shows that he doesn't really care. It shows that he doesn't hold himself accountable. It also shows that there's nobody in the circle, in the building for the Carolina Panthers to hold David Tepper accountable. I think that's what Cam Newton wants to do. He wants to be that guy.
You know what? They need – Cam Newton would class the joint up like you can't believe right now. And the one thing about it is it goes contrary to the way people believe, but Cam was accountable. Like, yeah. He held himself accountable. He held teammates accountable. He would not have stood for that. And it was an embarrassing moment. I contend that this year has been rock bottom for this franchise. And I'm glad you brought up Scott Fitterer. Just a quick comment from you, Vashti. Were you surprised? Fitterer just, he's either so numb to everything that has gone on because there was not even a flinch. He didn't even, like, wait, what just happened? He didn't even glance at it. He must be dead inside at this point.
I mean, yeah. And, you know, I don't even know if he saw it because Tepper was below him. But there was another guy who is now in the circle who I've never seen before. I saw him for the first time when I was in Jacksonville walking with David Tepper. But nobody reacted to that. And he was in front, so I'm sure he saw it. Nobody reacted to it. And it's like, you know, it shows you who's running the show and who has the real power. And like Chris said, like and like what had been reported is that apparently Tepper has fired the people who would hold him accountable are
right.
No longer with the franchise. And he surrounded himself with a bunch of yes men. I mean, there was a report that Jim Harbaugh is still interested in the Panthers' job and that the Panthers aren't interested because Jim Harbaugh would want the control that David Tepper doesn't want to give up. So this is a recurring theme among the team.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's my next question for Chris Lee. Would you support Jim Harbaugh as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I would. I guess I took a little pause there just mm-hmm. because, like, I'm just not sure who would want to come at this point. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they, like, you know, is it going to be good for your career? Like, should Jim Harbaugh just, you know, keep a good thing going at Michigan? Should he go to a place like, I don't know, the LA Chargers, who, you know, basically as long as they get their cap situation under control and get some of the right players in, they already have the quarterback and you already know what he can do. That's a situation that is a little bit easier to manage. You know, if I'm Jim Harbaugh and now I really want to take that job, it's only literally because of Bryce Young. You know, Bryce Young would, you know, he showed flashes of what he could do against Atlanta and against Green Bay when he has time, when he has protection, when his receivers actually catch the ball. and so, I mean, it's that's hard to answer because, like, I literally don't know why anybody would want to take this job at this point for this man.
What do you think about Harbaugh, Vashti?
I actually like it. I mean, I think at this point, the Panthers need a coach with the cachet to say, Tepper, sit down. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, basically that's what they need. And somebody who is going to build, and it's a catchphrase, but it's legit. They need a culture builder. And I don't think any new head coach who doesn't have a real big coaching resume is going to be able to come in and put their foot down. And that's what they need with this ownership situation. And, you know, reportedly Harbaugh was interested in the job last year, and reportedly he's still interested in the job. I think I would not be mad at him coming to Carolina. The question is, would David Tepper be willing to humble himself and sit down and allow the head coach and the leader to lead the franchise or lead the team? And I don't know if he'll be willing to do that. But Harbaugh has the cachet, or he's one of a few coaches with the cachet to make him do it.
All right, back to you, Vashti, for this, because I've already asked. I talked to Joe Person about this earlier. Has your opinion of Bryce Young changed over the course of this season?
I would say no. You know, I think that there are a lot of outside circumstances that led to what could be considered by a lot of people a disappointing season for Bryce Young. But as you mentioned, we've seen flashes from mm-hmm. Bryce Young. He's made a couple of plays, and I'm looking to my side in the press box with my eyes open, like, okay, this is a number one overall draft pick play. So you surround him with a good offensive line, you give him some more weapons, some receivers who can catch the ball, and a formidable offensive coaching staff, which everybody thought was there this season. And I think he could thrive. He proved his toughness. He's played more games than all of the other quarterbacks. I'm not sure. CJ Stroud missed a couple of games.
Yep.
Indianapolis, his name is
slipping. Anthony Richardson played four games.
He's been out. Trevor Lawrence is out. So the smallest guy with the most questions regarding his durability has been the most durable. So I still feel the same. I'm not going to write him off. I'm not after a rookie season and the mess that the Carolina Panthers have been this year. I still think he could be the guy for Carolina.
Chris, same question to you.
My opinion has not changed on him at all. Just like Vashti said, and I said on this show, Adam, let's compare him to somebody like a Justin Herbert, right? Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert has, you know, considered to be one of the best up and coming quarterbacks ever, in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. He has pretty decent, you know, options at receiver, that's there
back.
Available towards him. I'm sorry.
And running back.
He has a pretty good O-line, and the defense maybe not as good, but it's there. His problem and the reason why you won't hear his name in the NFL postseason is because he had bad coaching. Mm-hmm. And now we start to look at, like, what makes quarterbacks successful in the league. He had all of that. The coaching was bad, and that's the reason why he's not going to make the playoffs. Bryce Young had none of that. He doesn't have the line, doesn't have the receivers, doesn't have the weapons, doesn't have the coaching staff, right? Because clearly they're going behind each other's backs to tattletale to David Tepper, who already can't control himself. So the situation is bad. You know, Bryce Young is basically the furniture of the house, right? And you can come inside the house and say, oh, this furniture is ugly. It's sliding all over the place. But you fail to look at the foundation. The foundation is shaky. The furniture wouldn't slide if the foundation was set, and he has no foundation in Carolina right now. So I just don't know how you can really give him a true, evaluation from this year simply because of what's around him.
Like I agree. And even though the year has not been great, and obviously that's the biggest understatement of the season, I still believe he can be a, you know, to whatever extent we would assign a franchise quarterback. My biggest problem was that last year was not the year to trade from 9-1. I think they took the best. I think they took the best quarterback. We'll see over time if that's true. But last year was not the year to trade assets from 9-1, which gives me to this point, and I'll go back to you, Chris, and then we'll kind of wrap on this question. How many of Carolina's assets would you move to get draft capital for this upcoming season? Would it include Brian Burns, J.C. Horn, others?
I think that for the Carolina Panthers, for some sort of stability, the last thing you need to do is trade away more stars, right? Like, and that's going to make the fan base, I think, turn away. That's just my opinion. You've already traded away Christian McCaffrey. You've already traded away DJ Moore. And so I want to keep Brian Burns. I think you need to try to make sure you keep Derek Brown. Yes. I will listen to J.C. Horn. I will listen to pieces for J.C. Horn to try to get draft capital, for him. And if there's anybody else that anybody else happens to want, maybe even Dante Jackson, and you just kind of redo that entire secondary for next year, okay, I'm willing to listen to that. But I think that you need to move forward with Bryce Young for sure. You need to move forward with Brian Burns. You need to move forward with Derek Brown. Find a way to keep Frankie Louvu.
Yeah.
And other than that, anybody else can get it.
I love Frankie
Louvu. Anybody else can get it.
Yeah, I absolutely love Frankie Louvu. Vashti, same question to you.
I completely agree with Chris. All the calls to trade Brian Burns, I mean, I understood them, but I really don't know what draft capital will do for this team at this point. You know, you have a defense that for the majority of the season was in the top five in the league in total yards per allowed per game. You don't want to have a bad offense and a bad defense. Keep your core pieces on defense. Keep Brian Burns, which I expect he'll get the franchise tag. At this point, Derek Brown is probably your most valuable trade asset. But do you want to get rid of him? I don't think so. I think that you keep your core on defense. Like Chris said, you sign Frankie Louvu because he is now your quarterback of the defense and among that linebacker core. J.C. Horn, I really don't know how much trade value he's going to get. He hasn't been able to be healthy at all.
Agreed.
So you could potentially get a mid to late round pick for him. But, I mean, is that what you'll get in return worth what his potential upside could be if he has a healthy season or three? I don't think so. So I think you work with what you have. You try to get a few pieces in free agency. And you have to hit in the later round. Panthers have not hit mid to late round pretty much at all.
I'm not sure they've hit the early rounds.
I mean, they hit Derek Brown.
They did.
And you know, there are a couple of ones that are still questionable. Icky. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could go all day about what's going on with Icky, you know, but I'm not ready to write them off yet. But you got to hit in the draft, whether it's mid or late, you have to hit. And so I think that's what you make a priority at this point, not trading away the only good players that you have.
Vashti Hurt, CarolinaBlitz.com, at Keep Blitzen. Happy New Year to you. It's good to hear your voice. I'll see you soon. And that's Chris Lee, WREL TV5, also Panthers Playbook. Hey, man, thank you so much for both of you. Happy New Year to both, and we'll see you both soon, very soon.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, good to see Adam. You.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.